Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here with a legend in music. I'm here with Chicane. How you doing?
Hello, Rob. Good to see you. I'm good, mate. Thank you. Yeah, I'm very good.
You're an awesome. You're an awesome DJ, and you've done music, classic dance music, like Offshore, and you've done Don't Give Me Up and Salt Water. They're my favourite tracks of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks. I mean, I think next year it'll be 30 years, Chip. 30 years I've been doing this. So,
wow.
Quite a while, yeah. But you were about to say I look really young and fresh, weren't you?
You look really cool. So you got anything planned for your 30 years?
Well, actually, funnily enough, Chip, these next couple of years we're out on the road. The last year we've done four albums in 1 year, and we're doing all sorts of things. We're doing an orchestral show at the Royal Festival Hall. We're doing a big band show at where are we doing that? Shepherd's Bush Empire. And I'm going to be around the world, basically. So lots and lots of live stuff this year.
Wow, that's awesome. And you've also DJed out in Ibiza.
Oh, yes. Another Isle of Wight, shall we say. Not quite on the same level, but yes, I know Ibiza very well.
Have you DJed on the Isle of Wight before?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly just stuff for myself. It's just some promo stuff, but this is the end of we did a small club tour, Chip. We started at the end of last year, trying to keep venues like this going, because it's hard out there. People are finding it hard with where, you know, money coming in, and the first thing that goes out the window is hospitality and stuff like this. So we did a small club tour, and this is the last in the reign of these sort of things. But do you know what? I could be playing in front of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people. These are always more fun, these small ones. The more intimate ones are just a bit more enjoyable.
That's brilliant. You also did a set on Armin van Buuren's radio show, A State of Trance.
Yeah, I've done that quite a few times. I'm a good friend of Armin. I put my music through his label internationally, Armada. So, yeah, we go back a long way. He's been doing it as long as I have.
And you've also got a gig coming up over in Southampton with Christina Novelli.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Do you know what? The gigs come in and, you know, I don't want to sound blasé, but I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll do that. And then I'll forget about it. And then my manager will give me a poke and go, by the way, you're in Buenos Aires tomorrow. Do you want to sort yourself out?
So what's it like making, like, awesome dance music?
Well, firstly, you've got to love what you do. It's like anything. I mean, the music business is an incredibly difficult climate, and you have to really love everything about it, because it's hard, you know, and you have to be. I can remember when I started out, and you'd have what you thought was a big record or a hit, and it wasn't. And the key to being successful is being resilient and being able to do another one and another one and another one and another one. And what you don't get to hear are the failures.
You also released a album last year, Trampolines. I've listened to most of the tracks on that album, and it's a brilliant album.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, we'll be dropping some of that, some mixes from that tonight. In fact, that is an exclusive Trampolines T-shirt I've got on here as well.
That's awesome. And you've been in the music industry for quite a long time. Like, what changes? What are the changes?
What hasn't changed, Chip? It's more to the question. I mean, the trick is being able to adapt to what's going on. The biggest changes right now for people in the music industry are the problems arisen from streaming. Streaming doesn't pay the artists enough, and it's causing a real problem with new artists breaking through. Everyone's in the live sector trying to make a living. It's very, very hard if you were trying to break into the business right now.
So when you did Don't Give Me Up with Bryan Adams, what was it like working with Bryan Adams?
Well, I'd already been working with Bryan before that record happened. I did a remix for him, and we got chummy, and it's just one of those things that happened. I've worked with lots of big names, and sometimes, you know, they work, sometimes they don't, but that one just did, you know.
What was it like producing Saltwater?
Saltwater, I often talk about how those old records were done compared to how they're done now, and the biggest thing about those was that the technology meant that once it was all up on the mixing desk and going, and all the synthesizers were programmed, it was up on the mixing desk for about 2 to 3 months. Whereas now, the way the computers work, you can swap between projects like that. It's really quick. So it was very difficult to get perspective whether you were getting the record right or wrong, and you had to like go away for a couple of days, not listen to it, to work out whether it was good or not.
And what's the best festival you've DJed at?
Oh, blimey. Festivals. Well, there's all sorts. I mean, they're normally a nightmare. And I can remember playing I played the Dance Tent in Glastonbury years ago, and it's chaos. Festivals work by a thing called rolling risers, and a rolling riser is all your equipment is put on this big table with wheels, right? And there's someone on stage, and they'll finish, they get rushed off to one side, you get come on, and you just hope that some of it's been switched on. And I can remember playing Glastonbury with like half the stuff was off, you know. Festivals, nosebleed for me.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for coming down, buddy.
Thank you. It's the first time I've seen you live.
That's great. Thanks, man. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Pleasure.